here at the 2019, yeah. from what I recall, California-Nevada Credit Union League's REACH Conference in beautiful Monterey, California. This place is absolutely gorgeous. Have you been out and about yet?
I have, yeah. It is very nice here. Indeed. Beautiful weather. A little bit of smoke here and there. But
yeah, got to stay away from that. Yeah. It's that time of the year in California where we get the fires, unfortunately. But we're okay right here. So, and speaking of right here, Mr. Bill Hample is in the studio lounge. How are you, sir?
I'm doing really well.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. So how's retirement going? You're working. You're still working.
Well, it's much better than I thought.
Good for you.
I've been out for 2 years now.
Yeah.
Before I quit, I was really worried about what do I do when there's no meaning to my life anymore, mm-hmm. When I don't get to go work for credit unions at CUNA every day. And I found out that it's actually okay, partly because I do this sort of thing. So I probably work maybe 20, 25% of the time, mm-hmm. Consulting and doing speeches and stuff like that.
Sure.
So it keeps me in. It's sort of what's happened is, it's a little more than this, but I flipped the time. Before, when I was working, there was a time I was working the time I had on vacation.
Right.
Now, a little bit more than the time I used to spend on vacation, I now spend working, and the mm-hmm. rest of the time I'm on vacation. So I'm still having fun, but I don't have to set an alarm clock anymore, except for a few days when I'm on the road.
Right.
It's not bad.
Quality of life.
Yeah, it's not a bad gig.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good thing for sure.
I would recommend it to people. At the right time.
I'm right behind you for sure on that one. So, hey, you were here talking about, you have a session here, a very popular one, I might add that, 2020 and Beyond, an Economic Outlook. And I think the subhead was dealing with a liquidity challenge in today's economy. Yep. So give us a quick overview and we'll dive into the weeds a little bit.
Yeah, so we're talking about what's going on in the economy. Mm-hmm. And I still participate with the CUNA economists. We get together and do a forecast every 3 months. Mm-hmm. So I was sort of delivering what we came up with there with some other wrinkles to it.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, we're at full employment now.
Yeah.
And for the last few months, has been the R word has come up, recession scare, because of the inverting yield curve.
That's one of my questions.
The inverting yield curve. So we just talked about whether or not whether or not we're going to have a recession. The answer is yeah. Then the next question is when, and then is, oh, I don't know, sometime in the next 1 to 5 years.
Oh, really? That far out, huh?
Yeah, okay. Well, we don't know. That's a joke. We don't. we are going to have a recession. We just don't know when. But the economy is more fragile than it has been for quite some time,
right,
because it is at full employment.
Mm-hmm.
There's sort of, we can't get lower on the unemployment rate, and so the only way to go is to stay here or to slip back into a slower economy.
Mm-hmm.
The household sector, which is most of the economy, is in really good shape. And so long as the household sector stays strong, we don't have to have a recession. And that can go on for years.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the economy is kind of fragile right now. It's weak. Business investment spending is down. Our international trade is worsening because of the really strong dollar. And government spending is slowing down a little bit. So if the consumer is it right now, is the engine that's driving the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And the fundamentals for the household sector are very strong, but if anything really messes up consumer confidence, that could dip us into the next
mm-hmm.
recession.
That could snowball quickly.
Yeah. However, one of the most important caveats in all of this is that we are likely to have a recession in the next few years, more likely 2, 3, 4 years mm-hmm. from now than next year. But when we do, it is very likely to be incredibly milder than the one of 10 years ago. It's going to be much more like the previous couple of recessions, mm-hmm. which were actually quite mild.
Right.
In fact, a lot of credit union members probably didn't even notice there was a recession going on.
Yeah, almost like a speed check or a speed bump.
Yeah. But this next recession is very much likely. We don't have the excesses built up in the economy to cause a major contraction like mm-hmm. we had 10 years ago.
How about the credit? I mean, the amount of debt that's out there right now? Isn't it in like $3 or $4 trillion or something like that? Does that weigh on any of this out there?
Well, every number makes a new record every day.
Yeah.
We break a new record every day in our age. The total GDP breaks a new mm-hmm. record every day. Mm-hmm. Everything breaks. So what matters is, one of the favorite expressions of economists is compared to what? And so if you look at the amount of debt, you compare it to GDP in the economy, mm-hmm. to the level of economic activity.
Mm-hmm.
And from the household's point of view, The amount of debt outstanding compared to our disposable income, our after-tax income, is as low as it's been since the 1990s.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, that's surprising.
It peaked at about 15 months worth of take-home pay in 2006, just before the doo-doo hit the fan last time.
Yeah.
And right now, it's around 10 and a half months worth of take-home pay.
Okay.
So it's way down compared to where it was before.
Okay.
Corporate debt is a little bit higher. The bigger concern is, and this is weird for me because I sort of poo-pooed concerns about the national debt up until a few years ago. But the national debt is growing now much faster than it should be at this stage of the business cycle.
Hmm.
We're running a $1 trillion deficit this year. And so the deficit is this year's installment on the national debt.
Gosh.
It's not a pay down, it's the amount by which the debt goes up.
Right.
You know, each year the federal government's deficit is borrowed, and so that's the amount that the debt goes up. It's going up by $1 trillion this year. And the problem is, at this stage of the business cycle, when we're at full employment, when the economy is booming, we should be running a balanced budget or a surplus.
Completely.
It's when you have a strong economy, you run a surplus. When you have a weak economy, when incomes are down, tax receipts are down, that's when you should be, it's okay to run deficits.
Right.
The last time the economy was looked about as good as it does today, this is not the prospective economy, but the, you know, the last year or so, was in 1999, when just before the tech stock bubble burst. But the unemployment, inflation was fairly low, and the unemployment rate was down under 4%. We actually ran a federal surplus.
I remember that.
In those couple years.
I remember that.
It was weird.
Yeah.
And you know, this is Bill Clinton. What's going on?
I was just thinking the Clinton administration.
It's weird.
Was the last one.
And it, in fact, it got so bad, so good actually, that the government quit issuing 30-year government bonds. They were only issuing 10-year and shorter because there wasn't enough of a deficit, enough of a the national debt was shrinking. So they were retiring certain kinds of, they weren't retiring the old ones, but they weren't issuing new 30-year government bonds. That didn't last too long.
It's such a strange way of thinking.
Yeah. So that is, I mean, that deficit won't cause the next recession or slow down the economy. In fact, if anything, it's one of the reasons there were bumping up against full employment. It's adding to aggregate demand in the economy. The problem with it is when the economy does slow in the next 1 to 3 years, 1 to 4 years, 1 to 5 years, one of the ways that the government has to fight a weakening economy is to increase the deficit to stimulate the economy. And with the deficit as high as it is already, they won't be able to do that nearly as much as they otherwise would. And what that means is that the next recession will be longer than it otherwise would need to be.
Right.
That's the bad news. The good news is, since the next recession is likely to be pretty mild anyway, it's not going to be that much of a cost to bear.
Okay.
So the deficit, in terms of the short-term economy, it's stimulating the economy now. It might lengthen the next recession a little bit. The big problem is we're increasing the ratio of the national debt to GDP. I mean, we're going to be back up to 100% in the next decade,
it's
slightly.
So hard to wrap your mind around that.
It's
just like, what?
We're going to be as high as we were just coming out of World War II. And, you know, during World War II, it just exploded because we financed the war.
Yeah.
And then it has been shrinking ever since until the 1970s and 80s and gradually rising, but more lately, going way up. And it's going to get worse because of demography. Because of baby boomers retiring, instead of paying into Social Security, they'll be drawing out of Social Security.
Yep.
Instead of their former employers paying their health insurance, the government will be paying their health insurance. And they won't be earning as much as they were, so they'll be paying less in taxes.
Would the millennials coming up, though,
will
in their prime earning years, will that help?
It will help. The trouble is that the baby boom generation is as large as the millennials. It's larger than the intervening generation.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's such a big chunk of people who will go from supporting the federal, from shrinking the federal deficit to expanding the federal deficit that we're going to need to do something.
Goodness gracious. Okay.
Yeah, but that's 10 years down the road, which is why Congress doesn't even worry about it, because that's You know, that's like five congressional election cycles.
Yeah, that's right.
It's more than two presidential cycles, mm-hmm. and it's almost two Senate cycles.
Yeah, so there's not a thought
right there. In the future.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So what does this mean, though, for credit unions? I mean, I want to get the credit union connection.
Yeah, yeah.
What can they do, or what can they do to prepare or look out for?
So a couple months ago, when when we got some bad news on trade policy and the financial market spooked and the yield curve inverted and all of a sudden people were talking about recession, we're going to have another recession. By the way, since then, financial markets have settled a bit. The rumors on the China deal are getting slightly more positive. And so there's less of an hysteria about the possibility of recession in the near term.
There was that.
But because of that, you know, since I'm retired, I have a little more time. So I said, let's look into this. And so I looked at credit union operations over the last four recessions. And not to get into too much detail, the last recession, 2008 and 2009, shows up big time in credit union performance, in charge-offs, in net income, in delinquency, in provision expense, the biggest one is net income. Mm-hmm. Net income actually went negative for a year there, mm-hmm. which, you know, as opposed to earning 1% a year like Mother Nature intended us to.
Right.
It was a really big shift. But then I looked at the previous three recessions, and you hardly can even see the recession in credit union results.
Yeah. Okay.
If I tracked a bunch of credit union performance numbers across from 2 years before to 2 years after the mm-hmm. recession, and they barely budged. The recession from 10 years ago, all sorts of changes.
Yeah.
So what I conclude from that is that since the next recession is very, almost certainly, be careful, not certainly, but almost certainly, going to be much more like the preceding three recessions than the last recession. My suggestion to credit unions is don't panic. The fact that if a recession does come, it's not going to be like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's going to be much more like the previous ones.
Mm-hmm.
If you are hit by the recession, let your capital do its work. You know, most credit unions have restored their capital ratios since the last recession. Mm-hmm. They're in really good shape.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do, even if your members are in a sector of the economy that turns out to have been affected by the next recession mm-hmm. more than everyone else,
mm-hmm.
so you do have some run-up in losses, you know, most credit unions can afford to lose a point or two of capital, a percentage of capital ratio or not, and still be in fantastic shape.
Okay.
So you don't need to overreact to that in the short run. Let your capital do its work. And then the other thing is, there could be opportunities for credit unions here. Because not everyone is as, prudent in their financial management as credit unions are. There are other players in financial markets who are less risk averse than credit unions, and so they take on more risk. They've got more risky balance sheets now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next recession, although it won't affect credit unions much, could affect some of those other financial institutions more.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they're going to be hurt, think of everyone 10 years ago, they're going to sort of pull in and back out and sort of not be as assertive or as aggressive in the markets that they're playing in.
Mm-hmm.
That can be an opportunity for credit unions to start serving those consumers who could become members of credit unions because their other financial institution has to react to a recession because they were more risky going into
mm-hmm,
the recession.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be some opportunities there.
Silver lining to that cloud, for sure, for sure. So credit unions step right in there. All right, election year coming up. What is this? How does that affect the economy, or if at all?
Yeah.
I mean, because I heard that there's not going to be a recession during the election. They just won't allow it to happen, whoever allows that to happen. But it's just not going to happen because of what goes on during that year.
Well, so maybe in a normal year. Of course, this is not a normal time for presidential politics. And if there is if the president is impeached in the next few months, that can do some damage to consumer and business confidence, which would affect
spending.
On top of that, if the information that comes out is such that this is much less, I think it's quite likely that he's going to be impeached. I think it's much, much less likely that he would actually lose the trial and be removed from office.
Hmm.
If he's removed from office during the election year, I mean, that kind of means we have a recession just because
what's going on. That could trigger it earlier rather than later.
Yeah. And it could be just the impeachment itself, which is just sort of the House laying charges.
Mm-hmm.
But when it goes to the Senate, if he loses that trial, that would happen during the election year.
So. Yeah.
But let's say, you know, and so you know, that's one of the big risks the economy faces next year, mm-hmm. is the risk to consumer confidence of what happens if we change our president.
Gosh, yeah, crazy times we're living
they
in
are.
Right now.
They are.
Yeah, like you said, there's a record or some sort of, it seems like we're in the times of extremes these days, you know?
Although, here I can sound like the sage old curmudgeon person. One of the things I noticed in my 40 years working for credit unions is that every year we'd say there was a different crisis happening or a different change, mm-hmm. or something new and different and exciting. We say, oh, it's never been like this before. If we can just get through this, things will go back to normal next year.
Yeah.
And it's always something different, mm-hmm. from a different place, from a different cause. And sometimes, you know, it's national politics or it's credit union. Sometimes it's internal credit union politics or a recession or something going on with the NCUA or something. But there's always something going on.
Right.
It's like, it's never been like this before. You know, things, life will never get boring.
That's what makes news news,
yes,
you know?
Yeah, it does.
There's always news. All right, Bill, I'll talk about this all day long.
Yeah.
It's so interesting, but appreciate the time as always. Congrats on your retirement.
Thanks.
And I'm glad you're enjoying it, but still keeping your big toe in the water as well. So
far, so good.
All right, good stuff. Bill Happel, everybody. Well done, sir.
Bye-bye.